Welcome to the Fanboy Factor podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is the founder and owner of the Fanboy Factor and our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. What's up, Brian?
Oh, not much. Just overwhelmed by all the stuff. Wow.
You know what, Brian? I was going to say, I don't know why we're doing a show this week. I mean, it's not like anything was going on.
No, not at all.
You know, it's not like San Diego Comic-Con just wrapping up. So it seems to me, from the coverage that I've seen, that Batman vs. Superman has taken San Diego Comic-Con over. It seems to get the most coverage. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh, definitely. When that news hit yesterday, the internet exploded. It just went insane.
You know what was funny? I guess we could start off with this.
Well, actually, I should probably start off with this. How's that crow taste?
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, it's funny because that's what I was going to start it off with. The one thing that I thought was really kind of odd is how they snuck out that picture of Wonder Woman. Like, there was no big, I don't know, Marvel goes to The View to unveil this new Thor, this female Thor.
Right.
They go to Colbert to show the new Cap, and DC just trickles out this picture of Wonder Woman. Like, where's the fanfare? Where is the fanfare? Listen, just because they show her in that costume doesn't mean in that whole movie she's going to be in that costume. Yeah. You know, the last 5 seconds, she's going to be in that costume. That's going to be the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I have been saying all along that we are not going to see her in a costume, and we see her in a costume. So this is me eating my crow. So what did you think of that costume?
Well, first off, I just want to complain about how dark the friggin' picture is.
All of them are, Brian. It's all three of them.
You can't see if there's any color or not on there. It's just – I'm not a fan of that. That, I think, took away. But the design of it,
yes.
I'm very glad they did not go with – I'm glad they incorporated Greek elements into the look.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, I just wish I could see a better color picture.
Yeah.
Without those stupid filters on the picture. Thank you, Snyder.
I'm with you. Let's just see a nice, crisp picture of her. All of them.
Yeah, but, you know, I like the costume. I think it suits her. It looks like a warrior costume. I think the funniest thing is a lot of people are saying it's a Xena ripoff, and I'm like, okay, do you guys know anything about history?
Wait, somebody really said that?
Yeah, they're saying it's a Xena ripoff, and I'm like, Xena's a ripoff of Wonder Woman, idiots!
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
I mean, they had the panel, but, you know, it's still... I don't know. I still don't know what to think of this.
That's it exactly. The costume looks good. I saw a picture where somebody, I don't know how, through the magic of magic, took off those filters and showed a little bit more color of the costume. And it looks good. I am not crazy about her. Nothing personal. I don't know her or anything, but I don't know. The costume's good. She's all right.
I mean, right now she seems to have the same physique as Linda Carter did back in the day.
You think?
Well, yeah, it seems to be a little.
Okay. Well, that could just be me being a wanker. Whatever. The other picture that they released was of a tighter shot of Batman's cowl, Affleck,
right.
A headshot.
Yeah.
Which, again, not revealing too much, just more or less his chin. The cowl looks pretty cool.
It's funny because I took a look at that and it reminded me of the now kind of famous picture of what Jim Lee drew Batman when he's standing on a building.
Yes.
I in one of the groups on Facebook, I posted the two pictures against each other.
Yeah.
Exact same pose.
Is it really? I'm going to have to take a look.
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's just like they did it on purpose, but it's just like, I found it a little interesting.
There was another picture that went around the internets. It wasn't official. Somebody did a mock-up.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty damn official of either a statue or an action figure of Affleck in the costume. It was not official.
No.
It looked pretty real, so that got around. I say all this because what they ended up doing was at San Diego was revealing the cowl and the cape.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And people photoshopped that picture I just mentioned onto the cowl and cape, and we still really do not know what this costume looks like.
No, and I know the picture you're talking about, and that picture kind of made it look like it was too – the grays were too shiny. It kind of looked like it was wearing duct tape. It just very weird.
But again, it wasn't official or anything. The thing I didn't most like about that costume was the bat symbol. It was way too big, which kind of brings me to the next. They showed I don't know how much of a sizzle reel they showed at the panel, but apparently they showed something, and it's leaked onto the internets. And one of the pictures that was leaked was of Batman armored with his eyes lit up, sort of at the end, the pinnacle of The Dark Knight Returns, when he's fighting Superman.
Right.
Here's my problem with all this. They're taking elements from too many different stories, and they're – I don't want to say they're ruining it, but they're kind of they're ruining Dark Knight Returns. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? They're taking the most important elements from Dark Knight Returns and using it in a way that wasn't meant to be used.
But it's it's like we're establishing now that Batman's been around. How's reestablishing this?
Yeah, and he's been around for a while, because if you see that picture, the headshot of him, he's definitely grizzled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not like Clark, Henry Cavill, you know, fresh-faced and all. He's definitely grizzled, so he's been around for a while. So my point was, I don't really care for how they're taking elements of different things out of context. Do you know what I'm saying? Am I just being a crybaby?
No, I don't think you're being a crybaby.
But I am being a baby.
No. Hey, I'm on the bandwagon too about not liking this to begin with.
I don't have a particularly, you know, they have not sold me on this whatsoever.
No. I have not been a fan of anything I've seen. You know, it's still bottom line it for me. It's still Snyder directing it.
Yeah.
And it's – they need to get somebody else.
Well, I know that for you, that's, you know, a stick in your craw. It's not so much for me. I don't really – like I said the last show, I really don't care so much about Snyder one way or the other. There's something that DC is not Warner Brothers. I keep saying DC. Warner Brothers is doing about this movie that just – I don't know. It just is not right. Something's not right about it.
No, it's – and then there's the fact it's just like they're still adding stuff as the movie's shooting. We're still finding out, you know, oh, so-and-so just got cast.
Yeah.
But you're shooting the movie now.
Yeah, yeah. I've all this time I've been joking where I had E-Crow about Wonder Woman being in a costume. But my point kind of is – They're adding cast members, but they're just going to be walk-ons.
Yeah.
And this movie isn't Batman versus Superman versus Wonder Woman. It's Batman versus Superman, and I really do not believe she's going to have that big of a role in this film. Just like all these other people that supposedly may or may not be in it, they're just going to be walk-ons.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. I really feel like they're just kind of making this up as they go along, and that's what's extremely frustrating.
But that's what they do, apparently. That's what DC does, as we're finding out.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's just like where they're screwing up here, they're doing it right in the TV universe.
Yeah. So I don't believe we talked about this. We couldn't have talked about this last week. They released a picture of Arsenal.
Right.
Or what is his name on the show?
It's going to be Arsenal.
It is going to be Arsenal. Yeah. I got to tell you something. I like that costume better than Arrow's.
I know.
It is really, really badass.
It's great. And they just released a new teaser for season 3.
Yeah.
They released one yesterday. Then they released one today.
Yeah.
With Roz.
No kidding.
I'm not joking.
I didn't see any of the teaser trailers. I haven't seen anything from the show yet. Or season 3. So I'm going to take your word for it.
You know, it's finally adding Raj to the mix is going to be very interesting. And It does seem like they're trying to build up. I think we're going to get a better Justice League.
TV shows that aren't, you know, with a separate universe than the movie universe.
Yeah, it's just.
But since we're talking about Arrow, I want to actually ask you a question about Arrow.
Yeah.
I just started watching it. I thought I had seen more than I really did. So when I started from season one, I'm up to episode 7. And the question I have for you, and by the way, I really like the show. It is really a good show, which kind of surprised me because I wasn't sure I was going to like it. My question for you, Brian, is how do you feel about him killing people?
It doesn't bother me so much because he's done it before.
Yeah.
After the comic book miniseries, The Longbow Hunters.
Okay.
He got rid of all the trick arrows.
Okay.
And he pretty much killed because he had no choice.
Okay.
He didn't have any hesitation for a while. You know, he was trying to shoot hands and arms and legs.
Yeah.
But after a while, he had to take the kill shot.
Yeah.
And, he had no real regrets about that.
Yeah.
So it really didn't bother me that much.
What's the time period of that comic?
That took place in the 80s.
Okay.
And it is like.
So there is a precedent for him killing in the comics.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it was funny because it was like the first time you saw he aged. While everyone else stayed pretty much the same age, it's just like you could see his hair receding and everything. And
Ollie did in the
comics. Yeah, Ollie, yeah. And it was completely different. There's so much. I mean, the people who, Guggenheim and the other guys who do that show,
yeah,
it's just amazing. Like, you saw the mask that he was using, the paint on his face.
Yes, yes.
That actually came from an issue that Kirby did of his origin.
Interesting.
In his origin, it that Kirby created, he was stranded on the island, had to survive.
Yeah.
A group of pirates came, and he had to fight them off.
Okay.
So to conceal his identity, he took some dirt and just smudged it over his eyes.
Interesting.
And that's where, a lot of people were complaining when that first happened, but it was just like...
It's got precedent.
Yeah, you guys have to see what the homage is here.
So how much of the stuff that happens on an island... is, I don't want to say accurate, but accurate. I mean, none of it is?
None of it is, yeah.
Okay.
No.
So that stuff they're making up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but it works for the show. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, in the comic history, it's always been like he was stuck on an island for 5 years and just had to survive.
But that was the time period. It was 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
He had to learn how to survive, and that's... Yeah. By using
his wits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much, then they, the producers embellished from there, and it just turned out to be this great show.
One of the things I like about it, now again, I've only seen 7 episodes, is at the end of the episode is almost a mini cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Almost every episode has a mini cliffhanger, which is kind of cool. Yeah. How's he going to get out of this mess? How's he going to get out of that mess? I dig it, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't been watching it up to this point.
It's only going to get better, man. I'm telling you, the show just keeps. I mean, once you're done with season one, you thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
Wait until you get into season two. That's when just crap goes wild, and it's just It's just like, wow.
So getting back to my original question about the killing doesn't. So you're accepting of the killing. I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I mean. It made sense outside of the show. It never quite made sense. He's got this bow and arrow, like you said. How many times can you shoot somebody in the leg? So him killing people, I just was a little, shocked. Shock's the right word. I was surprised that he was putting people down. And he did it the first freaking episode.
Yeah, it's
killing people.
In the comics, after he got rid of the trick arrows, he just really started to go down a very dark path.
Yeah.
And then ended up sacrificing himself. And then Kevin Smith brought him back and, he started not killing again.
Yeah.
But he was using a mixture of, he was using some trick arrows, but not all were trick arrows.
Yeah. It makes sense. It does make sense for him to do that. I just thought it was Wolverine and Punisher that would just kill people and everybody else was just put him in jail like Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget Superman. Superman kills people.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All right, so let's get back to our San Diego coverage. So we got Batman versus Superman.
Right.
You know, we got Wonder Woman, we got the cow, Arrow, we got Arsenal for season three. What mm-hmm. Was there anything else? Oh, who did you say is coming for season three?
I got Ray Palmer.
Okay. Oh, right. That's right.
And it looks like he's making a play for Queen Industries.
Really? Interesting.
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell just from, like, the one teaser.
Okay.
We got, of course, The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And those two are going to be linked, and they say there's going to be more than one crossover.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so this way, and Stephen Amell did say you could probably expect to see a new Justice League just about every Wednesday.
Really? Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. But wasn't it Jeff Johns said, somebody said, you're not going to see Superman or Batman on this show?
Yeah.
Somebody said it.
And Jeff Johns said that.
He did say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I thought was...
You know what? If they're going to have separate universes, then why not have them on the show? I get why, but let's just ask the question. Why not have them on the show? Because it's separate universes?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. It's just make them, incorporate them into this universe.
Yeah, they could do it.
They could totally do it. But they refuse to. It's just... Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
It is
a weird philosophy.
I mean, especially, so far we already know one guy who's you're going to have a movie version of The Flash and you're going to have a TV show version of The Flash. What's the point?
Yeah. Speaking of The Flash, they didn't show any kind of Firestorm stuff?
No.
No, right? Okay. Oh, Gotham. Did Fox show anything about Gotham?
They had a panel and just showed what was already out there.
Yeah, nothing new.
Nothing new, but it just seems like they're adding new members to dip into.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I think they're going a little. This is what I can't stand about some of these things when they do the. They've done this in shows before. Like,
what's that?
Like the Young Indiana Jones. Well, not maybe not the Young Indiana Jones, but just like when they have these young hero type things and they try and shoehorn people into it.
They did it with the Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Smallville. They did that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, they absolutely did.
Yeah, and it feels like... That's the thing about Arrow. It's just like introducing the things, but it feels more natural.
Yeah.
And here they're just like, okay, we gotta have Joker, we gotta have the Penguin, we gotta have the Riddler, we gotta have Two-Face in there somehow. It's just... Really...
Now, I read something interesting about the Joker. Maybe you can verify this. That something about every episode they were going to have a different guy playing Joker.
Really?
Did I read that? I'm pretty sure I did. That any episode the Joker was going to be in, he was going to be played by somebody else. To keep that whole mystique of who really the Joker is alive. Which I thought was kind of interesting.
I know what they're doing with the first episode is they have a comedian up there.
Okay.
And he's not that great, but they don't really say too much about him.
Okay.
And, the thing I find interesting is just like the actor they're using is actually on a Nickelodeon show called The Fresh Beat Band.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And, but they kind of allude that people are, they're alluding that this guy is the Joker, but it's just... I don't know.
Well, what do you have a date when that show's starting? Have they said yet?
I haven't seen anything. This probably is one, but I'm not too sure where it is.
I'm going to give that show a chance. The trailer looked all right. I'm going to give it a chance.
Yeah, I don't know. The only really one thing that really bothers me about Gotham is just, I don't know, call me old-fashioned. I mean, I can accept all the other changes, but I just feel like Gordon should be wearing glasses.
Yeah,
I'm a little funny about that. I don't know what it is, why I feel that way.
I think we all sort of feel that way, because when you say that, I didn't mention it. But what I didn't like about the Wonder Woman costume was her tiara. I did not like it. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to be that nitpicky. So I think we all have our quirks about what we like and what we don't like.
You can't satisfy everyone.
No, you can't. But that's not a kill for you. Like, you're going to watch this. I mean, I'm assuming you'll watch at least one.
Yeah, I'm going to try and watch it. You know,
But because he's not wearing glasses, you're not going to say. That's not a deal breaker.
No, it's not a deal breaker for me. It's, I mean, anybody who's like that, and there are people like that.
Yes, there are people like that.
Yes, it's, you're being ridiculous. I mean, if we can switch gears on the Marvel side.
Oh, Marvel. They were there?
Yes, they were there.
Oh, shit.
They released these posters.
Okay.
And for the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Uh-huh.
And they came together like it was a puzzle. Like there was eight different mini posters and you put them together.
Uh-huh.
And in one of them, upper corner, in the far distance, there is a man floating wearing green and a yellow cape.
It's not Superman, right?
No, it's not Superman. It's the Vision.
Vision,
yes. Being played by... oh my God! What is the actor's name? Paul something.
They announced. They actually did announce it.
Yeah, they've announced it a while ago that this guy was playing. It's the guy who voices Jarvis.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany.
Okay.
He's going to be playing. He's going to end up being the Vision in the TV in the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
And personally, looking at the universe, I couldn't see the Vision with a cape, but now that they're doing it, I'm like, okay, I'll go along with it.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, it's going to be...
I thought they were teasing that out a little bit more.
No,
it's just... Vision thing. I didn't realize they cast somebody for that.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, it's the same guy who does the voice for Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to see.
They had Entertainment Weekly just before San Diego started. The cover, they released the cover on this week's issue, and it was Cap and Iron Man and Ultron in the background or behind them. I got to tell you, it looks really awesome.
Yeah.
It does look pretty cool. I don't know how they're going to pull this movie off, but if they can pull it off, God bless them.
Because
that series was a difficult series, I would imagine. A difficult series to translate into film. That the Age of Ultron short story.
Well, it's not going to be. It's just the same name. It has nothing to do with that.
They're not adapting it.
No, it's just god horrible.
Okay, so they're just glomming onto the name.
Yeah, I mean it's a cool name.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and Ultron's in it.
Yeah, Ultron is definitely in it. But it looks like, you know, I'm guessing it. Stark probably, you know, people are already going bonkers about that Stark ends up creating Ultron instead of...
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? But speaking of him, another rumor that came out, I don't know if they confirmed this or not, was that he wants to do Robert Downey Jr., is not opposed to doing Iron Man 4.
Correct.
I like what he says, why give up the belt?
Yeah.
You know what? If he can do it, he can pull it off. I would love to see another Iron Man
with him. All the power to him. Yeah. Just get it. Let's go for a stronger plot this time.
You know, well, rightly so. People, I didn't really have that much of a problem with Iron Man 3. A lot of people did. You know, like I said, rightly so.
Yeah, it's. I didn't think it was horrible. I didn't think it was great.
I've seen worse. I've seen much worse. Okay, so Marvel also has other things going on. They have TV shows.
Yeah, they announced a Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon coming out.
Yeah, on Disney XD.
Disney.
I'm interested to see what they do. You know why I think they're doing it? And I just thought of this. Disney's got that game coming out in Disney Infinity 2.0 that's supposed to have all of the Marvel superheroes involved. And I'm pretty sure that the styling of the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon is very much styled in the same fashion as Infinity 2.0. So what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is it's, as Brian likes to say, marketing 101.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, they're selling toys, which is really the name of the game. I'll probably watch that. I really, this whole Guardians of the Galaxy thing, I'm caught up in it. I'll say it.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the film, but it's just like, now the original Guardians is going to have their own comic called Avengers 3000.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm like, why? These are the original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Why is it, did they say where they got the name from?
They're trying to just bandwagon off the Avengers thing.
But what's the 3000 signify?
That's the year.
That's what year it takes place.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay.
All right. Yeah. 30th century.
I got you. And then they also have some new additions to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, they got Lucy Lawless is going to be a brand new character.
Xena.
Xena. And Bobby.
Did you know that Xena, that they ripped off Xena for that Wonder Woman costume?
No.
Sorry, Brian, go ahead.
The biggest news is Bobby Morris is going to be one of the main characters now. And for those who don't know, Bobby Morris is otherwise known as Mockingbird.
That's cool.
Yeah. What I don't understand is during the press thing.
Yeah.
Ward is still considered a main character. The agent who ended up becoming it was actually an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., of Hydra.
Oh, right. During – he went up to Gary Shandling and said, Hail Hydra.
No, that one was good. You're thinking of the Cap movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this one was John Garrett's second in command.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And they didn't include the black guy. So.
Interesting.
More racial diversity from Marvel.
But listen, Sam's going to be Cap, so, you know, that's good.
Yeah, until Avengers 2 comes out.
Oh, Brian, you are so cynical.
I tell it like I
can. God, Brian.
And they also made announcements for they had a panel on Ant-Man.
Yeah. What is the story? What's going on with Ant-Man? Because what I read recently is people are leaving Ant-Man. Actors are leaving. Are they not leaving? Do you know what's going on with this movie?
Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas are still attached.
Okay.
That is confirmed.
Okay.
The villain is going to be I can't think of the actor's name. He's currently starring in the TV show The Strain.
Okay.
And Corey
Feldman?
No.
Sorry.
Corey something. I can't remember. But he's going to be playing, and this is where it kind of gets weird, Yellow Jacket.
You're right. That is weird.
And he's going to be the main villain, and they really haven't really explained. If it's a different character, fine. You know, I can accept that. I got no problem.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's already been enough changes to the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious about how it's all going to go down. I'm just a little bummed out that Winter's no longer with it, because I really think it would have been funny.
Yeah, you know, I have a feeling that of the Marvel movies, this might be the first stinker.
That's not a sequel?
Yeah.
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 I got to agree with you.
It just like Batman versus Superman, how it's coming together just doesn't feel like it's boding well.
No, I mean, people believe in left and right. It's
when something's that troubled, it just, you know, I hope that I'm wrong. I probably am, but just one of those feelings.
Yeah. And then you have the Doctor. There was a poster for the Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I can't tell if that was mocked up or not.
Okay. But they haven't announced anybody, right, playing Doctor Strange?
No, they haven't announced anything, but Joaquin Phoenix is in talks.
Yes.
To play, and I know people are going apeshit about that one, and I'm like, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's weird. I think he would do right. Yeah. I saw, well, of course, Johnny Depp attached to it.
Okay.
And Cumberbund, I also saw him attached to it.
Yeah.
So I would rather not see Johnny Depp attached to that movie.
Nah.
And Phoenix, he's probably he's so odd. He might be the right one for that role.
No, oh, I know.
He's an odd character.
Yeah, I see some people already saying it's just like it's. How's he going to do things like, you know, I can't see him as a doctor losing his patients. And I'm like, okay, do you guys realize how many changes they've made so far?
He's been in so many different movies. He's been in a lot of movies. He's probably the right person for that role.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's not a bad actor. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't be sorry. I would. What else? What else Marvel stuff was announced? Yeah.
Well, those two, you know, it was the bulk of Marvel stuff. It was funny because this is the problem with San Diego.
Yeah.
You heard all about the media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I've barely heard any comic news coming out of there.
You know, maybe that's why, because I questioned you a couple shows ago why the comic book companies were releasing stuff ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that is why they're doing it, because the media gets all the press and the comic book guys really don't.
It's sad. It really is, because, you know, this is the origins.
Yeah.
This is where they're coming from, and it just got
tossed aside.
Yeah, it really did.
Was there any significant comic book news released, or was it just what's already been released?
The big thing is Marvel's going to be doing Star Wars comics again.
Yeah. What?
That's about it.
Have they said when they're starting and what they're doing with it?
It's going to be four titles. One of them is going to be just Princess Leia.
Okay.
Which a lot of people are very happy about.
Okay.
Mark Waid is going to be – it's going to be –
wait a minute. Did you just say Mark Waid is going to write a Star Wars book?
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's three books. You got Star Wars,
uh-huh,
which is going to continue on from the last film, I think.
Okay.
And they're going to have Star Wars
– do you mean Jedi or the Return of the Sith?
I think it takes place in between – this series is going to take place in between Star Wars and Empire, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then they have one called Star Wars Darth Vader, which is a series all about him.
Okay.
And, Mark Waid is writing one, you know, Princess Leia.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's about time.
Yeah. But any artists attached to any of these books?
I haven't seen anything. They've just been talking about the cover artists so far.
Okay.
But no, like, regular artist.
And I'm guessing 2015 for this, right?
It's looking like it.
Yeah, no, I can't see it before the end of this year.
The reason that it's such a big deal is Marvel originally did a Star Wars comic.
And I heard or I read that they are re-releasing those books again.
Yes.
Into a book, like an actual book.
Right.
Yeah. Color corrected.
Color corrected, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because there was a lot of, you know, I remember buying them back in 78, the real things.
Yeah.
And, but.
They weren't very color accurate.
Yeah. For the longest time, it's been Dark Horse who's been writing the books.
Yeah.
And this is a huge loss to Dark Horse now.
Do you feel like – now, I didn't really read too many books from Dark Horse, very many Star Wars books. I did pick up the Star Wars early screenplay, Lucas's early screenplay, and the new series they had out that took place after A New Hope. And here and there, Dark Empire and all that other stuff. So I can't say that I am physically attached to Dark Horse – owning the rights to Star Wars, but there, to me, there's a certain sadness that they don't have this property anymore. Is that just me, or does a lot of people feel that way?
They've been publishing it for almost 20 years now.
It's a long time, man.
And you know, it's just they pretty much created the expanded universe.
Yeah, it's a shame they couldn't. They weren't going to work something out. But
same thing happened kind of with Boom Comics. Boom Comics had the Muppets rights.
Yeah.
Disney said, no, we're going to give that to Marvel now that we own Marvel.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the way that Disney handles the Muppets, they should be bitch slapped for that one.
Yeah, they're not. They're really not doing too good of a job.
No, they're really doing a shitty job with it. It's
a shame because, you know, they're handling other things right, and it just seems like I can't miss with the Muppets and Disney, and just they should be hitting home runs left and right.
But the thing is, they're not doing anything with the property. I have the first three seasons of there was five seasons of the original Muppet Show.
Mm-hmm.
They released the first three. Disney bought the rights, and I'm still waiting for four and five. And it doesn't seem like Disney has any plans to.
I don't get it. What is the deal?
it's, I mean, even with the sequel to this film, it was like very little, no marketing.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't give a crap about the Muppets, then why bother having it?
Yeah, initially back in the 90s, they went after the Muppets hard.
Yeah.
They went after Jim Henson and the Muppets really hard, and I don't know, it's kind of weird. To me, maybe it's just me, and like you, I grew up with the Muppets and the Muppet Show. It just seems like I can't miss.
Yeah.
Just hit those home runs out, man. I don't know why we're not sitting on tons of Muppet toys.
Yeah, it's just the merchandising is zero to none. They're doing nothing with this property. Why bother having it?
I don't know. It's a shame because it is a great property.
Yeah, you know, like you, I'm a huge Muppet fan. I grew up with the Muppets.
Yeah.
You know, I followed, you know, I did follow Kermit from the Sesame Street to, you know, to the Muppet Show.
A lot of us did.
Yeah.
And that movie, not this new one, the one that came out before, I forget the name of it, that was a pretty decent picture. It wasn't terrible. Mm. I mean, it lacked the charm of the original movies, but it wasn't terrible. I did not see Muppets Most Wanted because I had no interest in it. It didn't look that good.
Yeah, I was curious about it, but it's even the first Muppet film, it was too much Jason Segel in it.
Yeah.
It really was. It was just like... It's like the Muppets with the secondary characters.
Yeah.
And
didn't he write the movie?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's probably why.
He wrote it. He helped finance it. He was
Listen, Brian, you write a movie. You know you're going to put yourself in it.
No, I'm not. I can't act for shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we got Marvel and we got DC at San Diego.
Yep.
I know DC Collectibles has a lot of new toys. They showed a lot of new toys. A lot of new toys were showed at this thing. It seems like this is like Toy Fair number two.
Yeah.
Every year, the toy and the merchandise seems to get bigger at San Diego.
Well, one of the big news was coming out of the Mattel camp.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tell me superpowers. Not listening.
No. Even worse.
What's that?
They're ending Masters of the Universe. Oh no.
Hold on a second. Who is still collecting these figures?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
There's not even a cartoon out, man. I don't get it.
They are so gay. This is like the gayest cartoon. I hate to use the word gay in such a derogatory thing.
Dude, that's offensive.
But they are.
Okay, whatever, but I don't get it. There is no cartoon. I think DC is publishing a comic, or they did recently. I don't get it. How can they put out Masters of the Universe figures and not have any kind of property out there, but they've got DC shows and movies, and they don't have a toy line, a decent toy line.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like there's no middleman for Masters.
Oh, God.
Because they own the property. You know, Mattel owns it.
There you go.
100%.
Yeah, okay. That explains it. I should have known. Follow the money trail.
Yeah.
Oh, so Masters of the Universe is ending for 2015 or 2014, Brian?
I think 2015.
Okay. What about, do they have anything DC-related coming out?
You just told me not to tell you, so I can't say a word.
No. Let's hear about it.
Yes.
Superpowers.
Superpower. Oh, my God. I hate superpowers.
You know, the funny thing is, they went out of their way to do this retro card for the superpowers, but the figures don't look anything like the original figures.
No. They're pretty much all repaints.
Repaints, that's all they are.
And here's the most annoying part.
What's that?
$30 a pop.
Is that including shipping or not including shipping?
It's not including shipping.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They want $30 per figure.
Now, they're selling those on the website, right?
Yeah, it's going to be on the website. I can't believe one of the ones they're doing is the fucked up Joker.
Yeah, what is it? Let me ask you something.
Riddler.
What is the story behind that? Why is that such a fan? And it's going to be with a Spanish card. What is so great about this figure?
It wasn't even a Spanish card. I remember seeing it as a kid, you know, you know, coming out, it wasn't even technically, it wasn't even Superpowers. It was the other line, DC Heroes or something like that, where it was after Superpowers.
Yeah.
And pretty much to release a Riddler, all they decided to do was they had a mold cast of the Green Lantern. They repainted it to look like the Riddler.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously it's a repaint.
Yes.
And some people, they just love this shit. They really do. Now they're making a 6-inch figure out of it. And I'm just like, oh my God, why?
It looks awful. It does not look, I don't care. I like I love exclusives. I love that kind of shit. And I don't care.
Nope.
I do not care. I do want to get that Doomsday Bound figure that I will try and track down. But, and then the Total Heroes Batman Beyond figure. That looks pretty cool as well. Comes with a Terry McGillis head,
right,
an old Bruce Wayne head. That looks cool.
But once again, they showed off the Wonder Woman Total Heroes. But I've talked to some people who work in, like, retail stores.
Yeah, they're not getting her.
It's not listed still.
Still?
Still not listed.
I don't get it.
Which goes back to the old, you know, it's...
Just to get you interested?
It's, you know, the toys are for boys and mothers.
Yeah.
I don't understand that philosophy, but that's what I've been told by Mattel.
Are they going to expand this line to... you may probably don't even know the answer to this. Are more stores going to buy into this line?
I doubt it.
God. Because I got to tell you, you know, a lot of people don't like it. I kind of dig it. The figures we saw at Toy Fair and the pictures I saw from San Diego, I like them. I mean, listen, they're not – obviously they're not the articulated ones of the Marvel Legends, and they are certainly not DC Collectibles caliber. But
no.
I don't know. They're fun figures. If the price was right, they would be a really good figure. But that price,
just don't buy them at Toys R Us.
Yeah, I know. They're easily $5 more.
Yeah, it's – I mean, they sell for like 15 at most places, and, you know, I think that's a fair price point.
Well, I'm really terrible tonight. The Batman Beyond figure with the Terry head and the Bruce head, that is like not a special edition, but it's an expanded Total Heroes figure. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's not like a two-pack or anything. It's just – it's like a special edition kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So – and I also – I believe the new line of Total Heroes is hitting the stores because who did I see? I saw a card with Bizarro on it. So I believe the new line is hitting a store. I don't know what store, but it's hitting the stores. Store.
A store.
You might be lucky, and that store might be near you.
Oh, hell no, not by me.
You live in a black hole.
God, I don't understand. I'm only close to the world's biggest metropolis. I mean, we can't even get to any of the freaking toys.
You can't get a decent toy figure.
God, pathetic. And other toys coming out is the new Marvel Legends, you know. Build a figure of Thanos, but unfortunately...
Oh, I saw that. That looks awesome.
You got to get a Coulson figure and a Samuel Jackson figure.
I'm all right. I probably would get that. I don't have a problem with that.
But then there's another wave coming out that has two different Build-A-Figures.
And which is that?
It's – and this is what doesn't make any sense to me. It's got Hellcat.
Okay. Which I don't really care about.
Yeah. It's got Hawkeye.
Uh-huh.
Trying to think of what else, but in either case, it's just like it now gives you a choice of two different Build-A-Figures.
Now
you got to buy twice the characters.
Wait a minute, are you saying that within the package it has two different parts?
No.
Or you're saying that with the Hawkeye figure, you can either get it with Build-A-Figure or you got to track down the
Build-A-Figure? Yeah, you'll either get Odin or King Thor.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. And I got to tell you something. Odin looks awesome.
Odin looks awesome, but I just call bullshit on the entire thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That is
it's hard enough to, you know, find all the fucking figures to begin with.
Forget it. It's hard to want all the figures. I just guarantee there's usually at least two figures in a line that I don't care about. Yeah. And I'm not a completist, so I don't need them. It just annoys the shit out of me.
Can't stand any of these Build-A-Figures.
Yeah, but that Thanos and King Odin looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I wish they would sell them separately.
Yeah, they got to go on eBay and sell, not eat for a week.
Yeah.
Kids don't eat for a week.
Food is overrated.
Oh, so overrated.
There was so much news coming out, but it all seemed like it was all the same shit.
Yeah. And you know, it seemed to all hit at once as well.
Yeah, and somehow it's – and I got to have a nice long conversation with AMC. Somehow they sneaked out a trailer for the next upcoming season of Walking Dead, and I didn't get it. So I'm a little pissed. Really? Yeah.
You didn't get it?
I didn't get it.
How about that?
I'm on their mailing list.
That's weird. Yeah, because we saw a bunch of shows from them.
Yeah.
Huh. The Director's Cut or whatever that show was. That's kind of weird.
It's messed up.
Ryan, did you make somebody mad?
No, I always piss somebody off.
Oh, my God. So anything else that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I'm really trying to think. It's just like everybody's reporting the same damn news.
Well, it's like Batman versus Superman. That really, really took the week. When was most of that? Like, was Friday, wasn't it? Was
Saturday.
It was Saturday when it
happened. It was Saturday, yeah.
But didn't they release that image on Friday of Wonder Woman?
Was it Friday?
I don't remember. It was the Batman headshot.
Maybe.
Why? Here, let's get back to this. Why are they not showing us this Batman costume? Are they just teasing us?
I think they're just teasing us. I don't know.
Doing here?
I don't know why they're not showing it. I don't see a big deal.
Yeah.
Just show it already.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And
that was the other thing I wanted to say earlier. So, have you seen the sizzle reel for this movie?
No.
It is leaked online, and I refuse to watch it because it's not good. It's not good picture quality, and I really do want to see it. What I don't understand, why didn't DC? This would have been great marketing. They should have just released it all at the same time on the internets and at the show. That way, we all could have been part of it. But what do I know? I mean, right? Doesn't that make sense?
It does make sense. And
you give everybody a heads up. Hey, listen, the panel's going to be this time. We got a surprise for you. Tune in. Go to the website and then release it to everybody.
We live in an age of live streaming, and I don't know. This should have definitely been something that was live streamed.
I think this is where, you know, you gave Marvel a hard time last week about their marketing, but I think Marvel knows marketing better than DC.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying they don't.
No, I know, but you know, I think they definitely market their stuff better than DC does.
Definitely, it's
or Warner Brothers, DC. Yeah.
I just
when I say DC, I mean the whole company as a whole.
Yeah, you know, I still, you know, keep going back and forth, you know, whether Warner has any faith in the DC property.
I really don't feel like they do, and it makes no sense not to.
It's weird. I can't explain it. What do I know?
We're not on the inside, so.
God, if we were, things would be a lot different.
Yeah, someday. Someday we'll rule this world, Brian. We'll straighten everything out.
I'd like to think so. I mean, I'm even looking at some of the other things. It's just little comic news actually coming out. It's just like so, and I see a couple things like, yeah, Django is going to be, there's going to be a, you know, Quentin Tarantino's Django is going to be crossing over with Zorro over at Dynamite Comics. And,
big deal.
Yeah, it's just like.
Hey, did you hear anything more? Did they say anything more about iZombie?
They had a signing panel, but that was about it.
That is a mid-season replacement, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That is a mid-season replacement. You know, this Agent Carter thing is still a little sketchy, but now they're saying the original Jarvis is going to be on there.
I got to tell you something. I'm pretty excited about this. I think I'm more excited about this than I am Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., especially if they have Tony's dad as the guy who played Tony's dad, Howard Stark, as the as a part of the show. I'll watch it. I love that whole era.
You're
allowed to not like it. I'll let you.
But here's the thing. It's just I like the era, but we're not talking about Masterpiece Theater type of production here.
No, agree.
We're going to get a very cheap looking production quality of the 50s, and I'm just not a fan of that.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And the other thing is, this is probably not going to be a superhero picture or superhero series, and I don't have a problem with that either.
No, neither do I.
I don't know. I like her as Peggy, and I like Howard Stark. I think they could, if they do this right, it could be pretty good.
But you know, if you're gonna, but that's the thing. Are they gonna do it right?
That is the caveat. That is the caveat.
You know, I just, you know, I'm not even a huge fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it felt completely flat.
Once I get through Arrow, I'm going to turn my attention to that. You know, some things just aren't meant for TV.
No.
You know? Oh, and isn't Maria Hill going to be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I think so.
Didn't they going to introduce her? Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, just to tie it into the comics a little bit more. So no other comic news. There was a bunch of toy news, new Star Wars figures coming out.
Yeah. The only other thing, you know, Snyder said he's going to, you know, after this next storyline.
What's he going to ruin?
Huh?
What's he going to ruin?
He's not going to ruin Snyder.
You meant Zack Snyder. I'm sorry.
Scott Snyder. Sorry.
I said Zack Snyder. I'm sorry.
You know, Scott Snyder says he's not done with Batman yet.
Oh, thank God. What about Greg?
I didn't see anything about Greg.
No. Well, they just finished Zero Year, and I got to tell you, it was really good. I liked it a lot.
I mean, I imagine Greg probably needs a vacation.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe they should give him a week or two off. But, God, I don't want those guys to leave yet.
And of course, DC is still showing no love for Ted Kord, the original Blue Beetle.
Yeah, but didn't I read somewhere they have other quote-unquote plans for him?
Yeah, but they won't say what it is.
Yeah.
Which means they have no plans for him.
Is that code?
they really hate to scare. I'm sorry. I've gotten into arguments with Dan Dido before about why is there no trade paperback of, you know, his original – of his series.
Yeah.
And it's like he says there's no demand, and I look at some of the books they put out, and I'm like there was a demand for this piece of shit.
Is it? Do you think he doesn't like Blue Beetle, Ted Kord?
I think he doesn't. I think Johns doesn't.
Yeah.
Which is why they killed him off in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that kid still Blue Beetle, or is that done too?
He's still Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have a series right now.
Yeah.
But I'm sure DC will find some way to shove him down our throats again.
Yeah. Hey, that was an interesting question. Young Justice, what was the big deal about that?
No, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
What's that?
It was part of what's known as Warner Premiere. What Warner Premiere is kind of like a video. They'll make a DVD on demand for you.
Okay.
Of stuff. Instead of – a lot of the stuff won't sell.
Okay.
So what they do is they charge a higher price. They have all the masters. They make a CD, a DVD, or Blu-ray just for you, which is a smart business tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pay a little more than the average. And like instead of 15, you're ending up paying like close to 30 for a DVD.
Okay.
But if it's something you want, it makes sense.
I want the Young Justice, they're going to put it on. They're not going to sell this at retail?
Nope. You got to buy it through their site.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the only reason they do it because it's like nobody wants to buy it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to screw the fans.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, people are going to bitch about the price, but I'm like, you're making a very small quantity now.
Yeah.
It's got to be a higher price.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not going to buy it or anything, but the Young Justice is not coming back.
No, unfortunately, Young Justice is not coming back.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Are there any going to be any DC cartoons?
They are very hush-hush on that.
Yeah.
So far, just, you know, occasionally they'll show something for DC Nation, and still that stupid Titans Go shit.
What is Do you know, or what is your theory? Why can they not put together a decent block of DC cartoons?
Oh, they can. It's just they are by the old adage, if it doesn't sell products, it's not a good cartoon.
But isn't that sort of a catch-22 that they got to put out decent products to buy?
Yeah. Okay. And yet, you know, Marvel really doesn't – their two cartoons really don't have that much of a toy line. Avengers Assembled doesn't have a toy line.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man Unlimited barely has anything.
I think, Brian, I think what you said earlier is what the truth is that Warner Brothers just does not have faith in that property.
No. Huh. It's amazing that we're getting the TV shows that we're getting.
Yeah, shame.
But I think, you know, the biggest news to come out of San Diego really was didn't even come from San Diego this week.
What's that?
Oh, my God. They are suing. There's a smaller con called in Utah called Salt Lake City Comic Con.
Okay.
And they are suing the owners of that because they say it a copyright infringement on the word Comic Con.
So San Diego Comic Con is suing Salt Lake City Comic Con because they're using Comic Con.
Comic Con.
Now, does San Diego have that trademarked or something?
Oh, let's see. If you go to – there is a site, their site, and I'm already looking at a list of 30 other things around the United States that use the word Comic-Con, including New York Comic-Con.
So why sue Salt Lake City?
That I don't know.
Is it because that A, it's kind of close to San Diego, and B, like they've been having like record attendance numbers the last year or so?
It could be, but nobody owns the word Comic-Con.
That's interesting.
It is not trademarked. It is not patented.
Do you know when Salt Lake City Comic-Con runs?
It runs in September.
So it's not even like it's close to when San Diego runs.
No.
So why are they so threatened?
I don't know. And it's – why are they going after Salt Lake City? It's just like it's
– well, they're not going to sue Reed Pop because maybe Reed Pop's too big.
Yeah, but it also you got Baltimore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Denver, San Antonio, New Orleans. It's just like everybody uses the word Comic-Con.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are they going after Salt Lake City? And then, you know, it's just, you know, it's worldwide, too. There's a Comic-Con India, you know, London Film and Comic-Con, Wales Comic-Con.
It's got to be a personal issue.
It really does. This is the most ridiculous thing. Are they really that nervous?
Somebody on the inside is pissed off about somebody at Salt Lake City. It's got to be.
It's ridiculous. It's...
Let me ask you something. San Diego Comic-Con, do you know the name of the company that owns and runs that?
It is Comic-Con.
It is known as Comic-Con, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they run any other show besides San Diego?
They run a couple other shows. Yeah. You know, none of them are really as big as Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones, I know they run WonderCon.
Okay.
Which is pretty big. I'm trying to think what else. They have an independent one that they run, Ape Press.
Okay.
But none of them are really, you know, as big as San Diego.
Interesting.
And it's just, what are they so afraid of?
I don't know. They are the biggest game in town, by far the biggest game in town. What could they possibly be afraid of?
It's, everybody knows it's the event.
Yeah, it is the event.
And it's just like, why are they afraid of this?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to keep tabs on it, see where it goes, what happens with it.
It's just, like I said, it just seems very weird.
It's weird. Agreed. That
who they singled out.
It's, you know, and it's not as if it ran in June or ran some other time in July. It's certainly not like that show runs the same weekend.
No, I mean,
San Diego.
I mean, Wizard tried to pull that shit with the New York Comic Con 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And epically failed on Wizard's part, but it's. You know, this is – it makes no sense.
It is weird.
I don't get it. You know, and, you know, I read the lawsuit. It's just like, is this the most, it's a generic term.
Yeah. There's gotta be more. And as time goes on, there's gotta be some more news will spill out about it.
I even read the letter. It's because if you go to the Salt Lake City site,
it's weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
Interesting. You got to get your people on the inside to find out the scoop.
Ah, trying to. Trying to.
All right, you got anything else?
I think that is pretty much the full week.
Yeah, it was a full week. Mostly about Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. And like I said, it's just, I think the biggest thing is just, like a lot of people have been saying, that how San Diego isn't about comics anymore. It's just, this news just rings true that everything that came out of it.
It's comic related, perhaps.
Yeah.
But it is not comic book related anymore.
No. It's, you know, when the main news things are like covering everything else except what's going on in comics.
Yeah.
It's sad. It really is. I mean, it's now I understand more why New York did that special edition.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's funny you say that, because I was thinking, looking back on it now, it was a pretty good show, and it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll keep it on the smaller side and don't let it run out like all the other, like the other two.
Yeah. Hopefully not on Father's Day weekend again.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
It is what it is.
Yep. That's what they say. Well, actually, by the time our next show, we'll have learned more and unpacked a lot more of the San Diego stuff and probably talk about it a little bit more.
I can hope so.
It is freshly closed. I think it just ended, right? Or maybe it's ending soon. We are a couple hours ahead of them.
Yeah. No, I think they end probably in about an hour or two, I think they end.
Yeah, so there you go.
But still, it just seems weird.
We'll have a week to unpack some news. I'm sure we'll have stuff to talk about next week.
No, as always.
Do you have anything going on this week?
Nope, it is a quiet week.
Quiet week for you. Yeah, I don't have much going on myself, but you can check me out at yfnjman.com and on the fanboyfactor.com. And Brian, what about you?
Always check me out at fanboyfactor.com for your latest news, reviews, and opinions.
Sounds good. So, Brian, until next week?
Until next week.
I'll talk to you then.
Later, man.